I'll give myself to you. And I'll give myself to you. Well, again and again and again. Distance can delay. My thoughts of you in a day. You're my queen. Without you, I won't be.
Pato Marget, again, he is playing at a place called Ten North in Novi Friday night. Really interesting new artist. But right now we are on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves, the official live drive at 5 hour. We don't have a live band today. We're continuing the best of with Mr. White. Hello.
That's right. Yeah, my pal Val was supposed to come in, but they had an emergency, couldn't make it. And they will be coming in later.
February 21st, I think we rescheduled.
Okay, next week we're having the Thornvilles in the Motor Live Drive. But today, the best thing we can do is give you the best of 2012 Part 2. There was so much great music. It was hard to pick out what would be the best. So it's nice to have another week to do it, to pick out some of the really great music we have every single week right here on the Motor Live Drive.
First thing we got queued up is Allison Lewis, who came in with her dog, Millie. It was the summertime when she came, and she had pulled up with her equipment and planned on leaving the dog in the car. And Roger's like, no, you can't do that. And turned out the name of her CD is Hurricane Millie, and her dog's picture is on the cover. So it was very appropriate that she snuck the dog in.
She was a good dog.
She was a very good dog.
And really, it's a fitting song to start off with for Motor today. It's All I Wanted.
Let's give it a listen.
I think I'm playing you guys a whole bunch of new stuff today. This is called All I Wanted.
All I wanted
Alison Lewis, right here on the Motor Live Drive. That was recorded. What was that?
August 23rd.
Ah, that's when.
I could do bingo.
All right. Her and her dog Millie. In fact, the week before that, we had another great band in. One of our few reggae bands, a band called 1592. They were in on the 16th.
August 16th.
Yeah. So why don't we give them a try? Something called Whatever Happened, right here on the Motor Live Drive.
Let this one go down to anybody who passed away. The ones who loved, the ones who barely knew, the ones that got away. All the old crew out there, the room, this one's for you.
Whatever happened?
Whatever happened to the old school?
1592.
Yes, interesting band that came into the station.
In fact, next up, I think we've got a band called the Appleseed Collective. When were they in?
They were in March 22nd. All interesting right. Band that had, a mandolin?
Mandolin, a violin, a stand-up bass, a washboard. And it really had a real interesting sound to it. In fact, it was really hard to pick out what was the best song to play off that. And really, go back and listen to it in March, because the best thing I found was the very last song they did, which was an instrumental. But their harmonies were so good, I couldn't put an instrumental on. So go back and listen to the last song on there for the really cool instrumental they do.
Because as always, all of these shows are available on the podcast. You just have to go to the WHFR website, go to the live music performances, and pick the date. And again, the Appleseed Collective was March 22nd.
In fact, most of them are listed by their names as well. So right. take your pick of a wide variety of music available.
You have to put up with us. But,
but if you download it, you can fast forward through that.
That's right, as we do. All righty, here's the Appleseed doing Psychic Times live on the Motor Live Drive, March 22nd, 2012. Appleseed Collective, they're on the road right now touring, so they're not playing around Detroit, but it's really definitely a band worth checking out. They've got a real great, I don't know, Dixieland Swing, Hot Club of Paris. What, you know, how would you describe them? It's tough to.
It's a cool great, local band.
Great harmonies, and again, like Roger said, they've got a great instrumental on that show that is in the podcast at March 22nd, if you want to check that band out.
That's right, Victor. They're in the middle of a winter tour, and that's never easy, so best wishes for them. Right now, why don't we try something completely different? And what could be more completely different than the Appleseed Collective than the Boy Wonders? They were...
what can you say about that?
What can we say? They're a one-of-a-kind band that consists of two guys, the Boy Wonders, Jim and Tim.
That's right.
And...
superheroes as well as musicians.
Yes, they play drums and a bass guitar. The bass guitar through a lot of effects boxes, so it sounds like a whole lot more, and vocals. Well, tell you what, why don't we just...
We've got a song called The Girl with the Dragon Tattoos queued up, and I'll give this a spin. It's pretty interesting stuff. We've never had costumed masked musicians in the studio. My goodness, they are superheroes. We have the Boy Wonders in the house, and we have Jim and Tim. Are you out there? Can you hear us?
Yes. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
Hello, Margaret. Hello, Mr. White. Hello, universe.
This is one of those times where you really do, we should have some sort of video cam hookup, because, like I said, they truly are. Sometimes we jest about the way people are dressed, but you guys are in capes and masks and everything.
They're all dressed in black with silver BWs on their chest. They're wearing Valerian steel helmets with flames on them.
Yes.
because they're hot.
Oh, they are.
Yes.
And long black capes. What more can I say?
Yeah, we're running short on...
Go!
We are the Boy Wonders, go!
And that was played through authentic Wonder amps.
That was quite a show.
And if you ever get a chance to see them, they do show up occasionally.
We've never had.
But you never know what you're going to get on the Motor Live Drive. Why don't we try something completely different and try something from a family band called Blue Pontiac.
Yeah, Blue Pontiac is actually a three-piece band generally with a upright bass. Is it a bass?
He also plays cello.
Cello, that's what it was. But the day that they came in here, Roz, the woman in the band, brought her daughter with them, and she sang harmonies with her. And I don't know if you captured it on this one, but it was quite an interesting show for the Blue Pontiac back May 31st, 2012.
Something called Sandman.
The Blue Pontiacs, who played on WHFR's Motor Live Drive on May 31st for something completely different. What have you got queued up next?
Well, the Blue Pontiac was so different from the Boy Wonders. Why don't we try another one that's completely different? You never know what you're going to have on the Motor Live Drive. Why don't we try the Hit Society? They were a nice little rock band. In fact, the interesting thing about them, they were a three-piece. But in the past, they've all lived in either China or Japan for several years. So they could all speak either Japanese or Chinese.
Or English.
as well as English.
I don't know about Chinese.
They were bragging that Japan was better than China. So anyways, let's try the Hit Society, something called I Don't Care.
We're going to play the song called Don't Care, and we're going to do it like we don't even care.
Whoa. We're like honey badgers. We don't care.
Yeah, song's called Don't Care.
Don't care. faster now.
Thanks all for right. listening, and thanks for having us again.
Yeah, thank you so yes, much for everything.
So much. Just thanks so much.
What a great rock band that is. They're always so much fun when we go to see them. They're so energetic. That was the song, We Don't Care.
No, it's just don't care. It's short, it's sharp, it's right there. They don't care. But what
and,
when, are we
and that's, I have to say, the singer from that is, when he gets on the dance floor and dances to other shows, he don't care how. He's a lot of fun on stage and off. So it's a great band to go out and check out sometime. Or check out the podcast, which was from October 18th.
Right now, why don't we try something completely different again? One of Margaret's favorite singers on the scene, Emilio Bazza.
Yeah, sometimes he plays with a band called the Bossa Novas, but he came in as a solo performance on, what was that date? March 15th. So we're going to listen to something called You're the One.
With every breath, oh, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. I'm like learning your ABCs. Oh, darling, let me be. Oh, what you want now, what you need. Say what you want now, what you need. Oh, let me be the dawn to your sunrise. Light the fire in your eyes, you've got me mesmerized. Take a step back, let me show you where it's at. You're the one I've been looking for. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Like learning your ABCs. Oh, darling, let me be. Oh, what you want now. Oh, what you want now, what you need. Well, I've been thinking about you, that's all I seem to do every time out of my head. There you are, you're my elevation, my muse, my revelation, my saving grace. Before you I lost
Bazza.
We saw him at Christmas time out at the Keju Cafe, and John Rhodes, an amazing young guitar player, was playing with him, and they had issued a challenge for the ugliest sweater they were asking people to wear to the show that night, and Emilio won.
Yes, he had a Christmas sweater with Christmas lights built into the sweater so that he could sparkle as he played.
It wasn't just the lights, though. It was the snowmen on it, I think, that really took the top. And it was a great show, and he's always a great performer to see live, and in whether with a band or solo. We saw him that night with Eleonora and, a new band I'm not familiar with.
But let's get down to what we've got today. Right now, let's try something from Jennifer Westwood and the Waycross Georgia Farm Boys. Now, Jennifer Westwood is one of the best singers in the area, and the Waycross Georgia Farm Boys are two of the best guitar players in the city.
Without a doubt. Dylan Dunbar.
And Jackson Smith.
What an amazing show that was.
And they just play solo acoustic guitars. Well, not solo. They play acoustic guitars.
It was fun to watch them because they almost challenge each other with each song. They, you know, one will do a little lick and the other one will follow it with something else. And they have so much fun playing. You almost forget that this lovely woman is in front of them singing along with them.
And really,
they steal the show sometimes.
But really, Jennifer is really so good. It's like she's got so many different sounding voices for each song. So it's let's try something called See You in My Dream.
They came in on May 24th, 2012.
Thank you.
Jennifer Westwood and the Waycross, Georgia Farm Boys. That was really a hard one to pick what song to play for this one. They've got so many really great songs.
That's right. That and they came in on May 24th for that show. And it wasn't just hard to pick what to pick off that particular performance. It was difficult to pick the best of, even though we've stretched it over 2 weeks. We had so many amazing performances over the last year.
That's right. And now why don't we try something completely different with a Celtic rock band called the Creelers.
These guys are some hard rock and high energy bad boys of Celtic rock.
Oh, they really are. In fact, they even recorded the music for a TV commercial for Fuji's Enviromax batteries. So they're working hard, they're being proud, and right now, let's try something called Falling Down.
Which was performed live on September 20th, 2012.
Well, as we said, Detroit fans, Dearborn people, this is a song that we wrote about the Big D. It's about never letting it getting down. Detroit is coming back. We're happy. We take that everywhere we can. So it's called Falling Down. This is really about holding your head up high. Are we ready, boys?
The Creelers from September 20th.
The hardest rock and violin in the Motor City.
I have to say, you're in agreement.
Oh, yeah. From there, why don't we try something again completely different with a guy named Roland Remington. He was really in, yeah, the thing about him is he plays what you'd call exotica music. He plays a pre-recorded track that he does himself of marimbas and congas and exotic instruments, and then plays a vintage vibraphone live. And really, his recording here at the station was really better than his own recordings.
The ones he did.
Yeah. So just listen to it. You'll see something called A Tune from Rangoon.
And it's amazing. This really is a one-man band. And Roland Remington played November 1st on Motor Live Drive.
And what faraway exotic land will we be transported to next?
Here is A Tune from Rangoon.
Live in the studio, Roland Remington.
That's right. That was November 1st, 2012. And it was really an amazing show to watch him play and learn. He talked about the instruments. He had bought them on eBay and had to recondition them. They were vintage 30s instruments, and he had to not only recondition them, he had to learn how to play them. And what an amazing performance that was.
That's right, and the tiki lights and everything.
Yeah, and he had the pineapple drinking glass.
Right, and but right now, why don't we try something from Pat Lewis? She came in for our fifth anniversary show with Melvin Davis. Now, Pat Lewis is a world-renowned singer. She's she sang at Motown. She was With Isaac Hayes' Hot Buttered Soul, she was one of the Raylettes with Ray Charles.
She was one of the original Tony Orlando and Dawn. She recorded their first song, but she was working with Isaac at the time and couldn't tour with Tony, so she gave it to her sister to do.
That's right. In fact, right after she was done here, she went on a tour of Europe.
And she's going back again this month. So
yeah.
Pat Lewis, a Motown legend that not too many people know about.
That's right. It was January 5th. And a song called Someone to Love.
And she played that with the United Sound here on the Live Drive at 5. Almost exactly a year ago today, January 5th.
That's right. Pat Lewis, in fact, playing keyboards on that was McKinley Jackson, a world-renowned arranger, and is now musical director on tour with the Temptations. So you never know what you're going to find here on the Motor Live Drive. Next up, why don't we try a solo singer-songwriter, Ryan Delahaye.
Ryan was in on October 21st, and he's generally with a band, but he did an acoustic set, and it really does say something about the quality of a song when you can play it just simply acoustic and have it sound so good. We've got queued up something called Ophelia.
Yep, that's it.
And this, again, the show was on October 25th, 2012.
I just wanted to play one song by what might be my biggest influence, the band, and Mr. Levon Helm, who passed this year. They just bring all the styles that I love together, country, soul, folk, ragtime, blues, R&B, everything. And this is a great song that Levon sings.
Take it away.
Go like this.
Ryan Delahaye and Ophelia. Right now, to finish things out, why don't we try a little something? We're going to go over a little bit, but I think it's going to be all right. Something from Harmonica Shaw and Howard Glaser. They were a duo that toured the world. And then, due to personal difficulties, they broke up, didn't play together for 7 years. And this is the second show they played together. They wanted to come in here and play for us here on the Motor Live Drive. Howard Glaser, Harmonica Shaw. Doing something called I Wonder Who.
That's right. Harmonica Shaw is kind of a loose cannon. You never know what to expect when he comes into the studio. And it was a great performance that we had back on April 26th of 2012. I want to do a shout out and say Happy New Year to everyone. Can thank you for your support for the Motor Live Drive. Keep in mind, you can check them out on the podcast in their entirety and enjoy these shows. And let's just let Harmonica Shaw and Howard Glaser play us out. Thank you.
I wonder who peeping at my window late at night. I wonder who peeping at my window late at night. Got to be my best friend, 'cause he know I'm not home that time of night. I wonder who walk around my backyard all times of night. I wonder who